Donal O'Brien, victorious Cahill Celtic manager. You've retained your Ulster Senior League title today. First of all, congratulations, Donal. It's been another fantastic campaign for you.
Yeah, it's came back again from 1-0 down and went in at half time 2-1 and or 2-1 1-0 last week and come out and turn it around, and today 2-1 and just think we didn't get going in the first half, and second half we got equalised after two each, and we could end up winning 3 or 4-2. Like, yeah, we won 3, could have been 4, could have been, do you know what I mean? They had a few chances as well, but you know, we kept on pressing, and credit to the lads. You know, I think it's the first in his own team ever to win it 3 times, so it's a credit to the boys, and delighted for them.
You talk about match winners, and we need look no further today than Gavin Freel-Donal.
Oh, colossal. He's a boy that's, you know, he just gives everything, and today he reaped his rewards. He's a young boy. I've had the club for the last 5 or 6 years, and he comes, he's a bit raw, and he's just listened. He's gone from strength to strength, and I've no doubt there's more to come from Gavin Freel. Much more to come from Gavin Freel. He's strong, he's physical, you know, a little bit added to his game, and you know, I can't understand why this boy isn't playing the likes of Finn Harps and even Derry. Looking at him, he's very good, and you see the 90 minutes, he's still bustling, he's still putting himself about, he's shielding the ball in the corner, and he's holding up, he's just, you know, he's getting more mature, and as he becomes more mature, he's going to become better, and you know, fair play to him, he worked hard, and he's got his just reward, so I'm delighted for him.
Yeah. You were 2-1 down at half time, but in that 3 minute spell, just after the start of the second half, those two headers winning the game, and ultimately winning the title for you.
Yeah, I always feel as that when we're not too far away from teams, where we're one down, or we're drawn, or whatever, that we have this thing where we know when we need to pick it up, if we can pick it up or whatever, do you know what I mean? We keep on doing the basics, and I mean, I think a lot to say about fitness as well. Our boys are fit, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, at one stage of the season I was concerned because we'd come the whole race through from last year. Boys looked tired, we had a little bit of a dip, but then we rose to the challenge again, like, you know what I mean? And it's fair play to them. I'll say it again. It's I think the fitness toll in the end, and fair play to the boys, and delighted for them.
Has that been hard, Donal? I mean, to sort of manage that for 2 full seasons, really without a break, because you had the Intermediate Cup going in through the winter as well.
Yeah, very hard, because you know, just for me as a manager, trying to keep everybody right, getting out training all the time, no break, trying to keep everybody motivated, not just the 11, but the 16 or 70, and trying to add to the panel as well. Like, you know what I mean? So it's been hard. And that's how you continue to do that. It's about bringing in one or two players. I mean, you've seen we could have had, I think I had to leave 2 or 3 off the car today. I think we had 20 here. Few young boys will be going to Harps, down to their 19s and stuff. And yeah, it is, and it's how you keep everybody happy, and especially at a club where boys aren't getting paid and there's no incentive for them to be here. So yeah, it is hard. But what it is that it shows is that every one of them boys there are just delighted that we've won the league. They've all contributed in something this year. They've all played so many games. Not every game that they would like, but that's football. But it's about, where do you want to be? Do you want to be somewhere playing every game and not winning medals? Or do you want to be playing, be part of a club, take your opportunity, come in and then get league titles? And that's what these are willing to do, and fair play to them.
And for the club overall, that's your third league title in 5 seasons, and you go now next week for the League Cup final as well.
Yeah, go for the League Cup. That's our third in 5 years, and runners up twice as well, so we've been thereabouts, you know what I mean? We lost on the last day of the season against Fannett a few years ago, and then we went to a playoff and Derry won it then easily that year. But we'll go and celebrate tonight, and I think the boys deserve it, but we'll be in training again Tuesday, Thursday. Team changes again next week, because you've got the likes of Conor Carlin, who's cup tied, and you've got one player could be missing. He's gone away for a wedding, so you know, it gives somebody else an opportunity. Then boys already know that they have to come in, and they've been told that they start in the final next week, and you know, it freshens things up, it strengthens teams, and that's what we're about, you know what I mean? And next week will be a different game. It's here again. And you know, it'll be a different game against Willie. They'll probably set up a high line, and it'll be hard to break down. But look, it's a final, and it can happen. The final, you just keep on going on, and that's it.
And just on today's game, the first half, 2 penalty incidents. You got one yourself to draw level, and then they got one to go 2-1 in front.
Yeah.
Both, from our vantage point, seemed a bit debatable.
Well, I think definitely Gavin's one was a penalty. Do you know what I mean? He came and he committed himself and stuff like that. Saying that, I don't think he should have come, Malik. He probably could have cleared it, but yeah, That's what happens. We gave one away last week as well. So, but the one up there, hey, you don't call you don't get. And I think half of the stand over there, Cockhill, called, and you know, I think a few of our players called, and the ball was turning, it was in the momentum of Garvin that was going through, and your man's hand stopped it from going on. So I think that's why he gave it. I don't think it was like a deliberate as such, but what it was is the ball was going that way, and that's what happened. So look, you take it. So I'm just delighted that we did, and it got us back into the game at 1-1 when we never got going. I think if they'd gone 2-0 up, we probably would have struggled to get back in. But sometimes you need a bit of luck like that, and I'll take it.